Albion, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. Tonight, yeah, I'm going to sort of throw in a little bit of a mixed bag again. Just sort of random selections from the collection. We're starting off with this, which is Damon Wild and Tim Taylor. One of their many sort of aliases. It's under the name of Laser Worshippers, and this is the Laser Worshippers theme from 1993. And was released on Experimental Records and got a reissue which was remastered in 2023. Anyway, sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
We'll be right back.
this is the incredible Orbital Are We Here. This is the Who Are They mix from 1994. This is off the US release on FFFRR Records. This track is on the amazing, amazing album, Civilization. Another big album, this was from CJ Bolland, Electronic Highway. It was very hard to sort of pick a track from this album. It's got to be one of my all-time favourite CJ Bolland records. Anyway, this track is Neck Plus Ultra and was released on R&S Records in 1995. And I fortunately got to see CJ Bolland live around that time playing when this album was released. And yeah, absolutely incredible night. So a big shout out to Don Fitzgerald, who was there with me that night, and the Neath crew, and also the crew from Bristol. Drexia, Lan Dawson Funk. I hope I said that right. Anyway, this is taken off the Journey of the Deep Sea Dweller number one compilation from 2011. This track actually was released in 1994 on the Unknown Aquazone EP on Submerged Records. We'll be right back. This is an absolute mental track from Ken Ishii under the alias of UTU. Track's called Synchronia. Was released on Plus 8 Records in 1993 as part of the N42812. Love this tune. It's by Music Mike Paradinas. Track's called PH1700UV. Was released on RMS Records in 1994. really like this track. This is by Lil Bo Tweek. Was released in 2011. The track's called Music's Hypnotizing. This is the two-step mix. It was released on Lounging Records. Yeah, we've got that nice sort of old-school feel. Remember when this first came out, I absolutely sort of fell in love with it and stumbled across it in the collection the other day and thought, yeah, I'm going to play that. This is a more recent release. It's from 2023. The track is called Motorway Acid. It's a collaboration between Om Unit and TM404 with the album In the Afterworld, and was released on Acid Test Records. We'll be right back. got to be one of my favourite sort of dub records, and believe it or not, this is being played on the wrong speed, and I don't mean it's been speeded up, it's actually been slowed down, playing this one on 33. It's Joe Arriwa, and it's the King Moses version. Was released on Arriwa Records in 2008. I really do love this tune. It's absolutely incredible. Anyway, enjoy. Another new one, this is from the Aphex Twin. It's a Black Box Life Recorder 21F, was released on Warp Records. Yeah, such an incredible tune. We'll be right back. Yeah, this one's from Zombie. It's called Bubble Bobble and was released in 2009 on Ramp Recordings. Jeff Mills under the Purpose Maker. This is Division de Lings. I think I've said that right, I don't know. Anyway, it was released in 1997 on the Force Universelle EP. All the Purpose Makers are absolutely incredible. Night Flight, Non-Stop to Chaos. This was released, believe it or not, in 1991. The bass on this is just absolutely immense. It's part of the Frontal Sickness Part 1 and was released on Planet Core Productions. Didn't really sort of hear much of this out sort of back in the day on the old sort of mixtapes and stuff, but such an incredible tune. Anyway, enjoy. nice little bleepy track, again from 1991. This is The Journey by Never On Sunday, which is an alias of Octave One from Detroit, and was released on Retroactive. Played a track from this on the last show. This is C&M Connection, Another Night. This is the Paradise Garage resample mix, and was released in 1990 on KMS Records. We'll be right back. So this is Rays of Pleasure. It's track's called Wilder. It's off the PCP, which was originally released in 1992 on Vice Versa Records, and got a reissue in 2019. Last one for tonight, another track called Night Flight, funnily enough. This is the Neil Jam 3S dub mix, tracks by Astro Colour originally, and this comes off the Base Coast 12 Days Volume 7 from 2023, that's available on Bandcamp right now, on the Base Coast Bandcamp page, and all proceeds of this go to the Nicola Valley Food Bank in Merritt, BC, where the Base Coast Festival is held. So yeah, goes to a good cause, and yeah, go purchase the album. Thank you. you've enjoyed the show tonight. I will be back on Saturday, February the 10th. In the meantime, if you want to check out my Mixcloud, which is at Hooded Jackets, there are various different mixes up on there. And you can also check any updates and things like that on my Instagram, which is at DJ Hoodie with a double E on the end. Anyway, all the best, take care, and we'll see you next time.
MRG Live is pleased to present the legendary DJ Shadow live at the Vogue Theater on January 23rd. Don't miss your chance to catch this pioneering producer performing music from his latest release, Action Adventure, alongside his rich three-decade-long catalog, which includes collaborations with artists such as Run the Jewels, Nas, and De La Soul, among others. For tickets, head to admitone.com and search for DJ Shadow.
Hey Vancouver, for fans of Ocean Alley, Flip Turn, and Still Woozy, alt rockers Juice are bringing their signature blend of rock, pop, R&B, and hip-hop to the Biltmore Cabaret on February 3rd, with support from Hembry. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at admitone.com. Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Qatari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient drone field recordings and sound walks, collage, technical support calls, voicemail fills, sound art, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 or online at citr.ca.
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.